Spotlight shines bright on Radio Bucky.
Hello, Spotlight Juniors. It is part two of the Wee McNessie series. And tonight's story is Where is Wee McNessie? And we're going to read this in the Scots version tonight. So, cosy on down with your favourite teddy and a cosy blanket. And this is Far as Wee McNessie. The sun is sheening on Loch Ness after the plash. Susie, Fergus and Dolly are playing, but far is Wee McNessie. Look, laughs Dolly, he's hiding in the castle. No, he's no. I ken, croaks Fergus, he's hiding up this tree. No, he's no. There he is, says Susie. He's hiding ahint yon craig. No, he's no. Wee McNessie's friends canna find him. Is he visiting his auntie Morrig in Lochmarar, the winner? No, he's no. This morning, Wee McNessie chased a water gow down Loch Ness to Cherry Inch. And he's still there, soon to sleep. Oh, well, there you go. So that was Where is Wee McNessie? But let's read it again in the English version, because I know some of you might not understand Doric. So let's go over it again one more time. The sun is shining on Loch Ness after the rain. Susie, Fergus and Dolly are playing. But where is Wee McNessie? Look, laughs Dolly, he's hiding in the castle. No, he isn't. I know, croaks Fergus, he's hiding up this tree. No, he isn't. There he is, says Susie. He's hiding behind that rock. No, he isn't. Wee McNessie's friends can't find him. Is he visiting his Aunt Morrig in Lochmarar, they wonder? No, he isn't. This morning, Wee McNessie chased a rainbow down Loch Ness to Cherry Island. And he's still there, fast asleep. So let me know what you think of Wee McNessie so far, guys. I'd really like to get your feedback in time for Pauline coming to see us next time. So, next story will be Wee McNessie and the Tartan Spots. But until then, good night, sweet dreams, and Spotlight out.
This is Spotlight, signing off for tonight from Radio Bucky. I hope you've enjoyed the show and hope you will listen in next time.